This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What did you throw away? Did you throw something out?
I did. I had had it enough. I had had it for way too long. And when it was done, there was quite a bit to throw out. Three big bags of clothes. Oh.
I thought you were going to say like a wedding dress or something.
Hell,
something.
Oh.
Is that all long gone?
Do you know what I did with my wedding dress? Have
no.
I ever told you this story?
No, what did
I'd
you do with it?
I'd be more than happy to share this with you because it's hysterical.
Before you do, let me grab my tea.
It's hysterical.
This is a tea.
Get your tea.
Okay.
So, I get divorced.
Yeah.
The damn dress is moving everywhere and I'm annoyed with it. I didn't even, I was over it. I didn't even want to keep it after the wedding.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get the point of keeping it, but I did. So, when I decided to move into my house, I had to pack everything up. And well, I was living downtown, actually, at the time. And I remember being like, what am I going to do with this wedding dress?
Hmm.
I have plenty of space in my new house.
Did
but
you have
I put it down the trash chute. At the,
there you
I put
go.
My wedding
there you
dress
go.
Down the trash chute.
Perfect.
Hashtag facts.
That's friggin'
it
awesome.
Ended up
That's
great. In the trash chute at the Franklin downtown. I hope somebody found it and wore it for Halloween, quite frankly.
The trash guy probably opened up the lid.
Can you
and
imagine?
Went, oh my God. It's a wedding dress.
It fell down the trash chute. Didn't even try to resell it. Like
you know,
I
the person
up.
That found it went, I bet there's a story behind it.
There's a story, honey. So yeah, I had all these clothes and they always said, once you start throwing away clothes, it's like when you're really serious about like weight loss.
Yeah.
You know? Because I had had, the only pair of jeans I saved was like the pair I was wearing when I started, just for pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
you did?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, how many sizes did I go down actually when I think about it? This is kind of crazy.
You could do the Weight Watchers picture where you hold up the big pair and then you drop them and then you're back behind it posing like, hey.
Uh-huh.
Did I really go down seven sizes? Is that possible?
Seven sizes?
Hell yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know how women pant sizes work, honestly. Mm-hmm. Men go by waist measurement. So I would, if I went from like a 34 to a 32, that'd be 2 inches off my waist.
Mm-hmm.
So men are way different the way we size stuff. You guys do like 10, 12, the zero. There's like a zero size. What does that even mean?
Well, that's for skinny bitches, okay?
Exactly.
I don't know any of them other than my friend who's been tiny her whole life.
Uh-huh. You can't even measure a zero. It's a non-existent number.
My cousin's zero. She's tiny. Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went down seven sizes.
Seven sizes.
That's crazy.
So imagine how many clothes have come in and out of my life in the past year.
Yeah.
It's like in, out, in, out, in, out. And now I got rid of three bags of clothes.
Yeah.
Took them, you know, to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And now I got nothing to wear.
Oh, no.
You see the problem? So I'm like, So
hold on.
I've just been shopping for new clothes, yeah.
Do you smell that?
What? Huh.
I smell a business opportunity.
Of course.
I smell a business opportunity. Mama needs a new closet. Mama needs a new wardrobe.
Yeah, I'm going to Bayshore later.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mama's taking care of these problems.
Doing all
damn
your weight
right.
loss shopping at Bayshore.
I just thought maybe I am serious if I've really thrown out every... Because, you know, for years I would have sizes stacked. Like, if I gain 5 pounds, there's the next size up. I'll be able to wear those. It's not like that anymore. It's like, bye-bye. You're not staying. You're out of here. I don't even want you in my house.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a very
good for you, man.
Thing.
Three bags gone.
Three bags of clothes.
More of the rebirth.
Now, less options means less time to decide what to wear.
Or more time to stand in front of your closet blankly and not know what the hell you're going to wear that day.
That's probably
That's
it.
What
that
I'm
happens
doing.
Every time to everybody. You're not alone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.